Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and I love my little unlocking series. If you're new to the show, welcome. Every Thursday on the show, I drop a little tiny key inspired by the tattoo of the key that is tattooed across my heart. I literally have a tattoo of a key down my chest, and it is the symbol of the priestess's key. And the priestess, as I was taught, is really here to reflect. Her element is still water, not just water, but still water, to be the reflection of the divinity that lives within you. She is not about the divine within herself. She's really simply a mirror. And I really hope every time you come and listen, whether you're dropping on Tuesdays when I drop my interviews or on these unlocking series when I take this little key off of my cosmic keychain, I dole out a different one every single week so that you can unlock all the locks that have been keeping you in the dark of the truth of who you are, because you're meant to live your best life, girl. You're meant to be happy. You're meant to be wealthy. You're meant to be healthy. You're meant to be fulfilled. You're meant to be at peace and filled with joy and a mission and a purpose. And I could go on and on, because that's what we are up to here on the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. So thank you for being here. If you haven't yet left a review on the show, now is an amazing time to go leave 5 stars, a couple sentences on Apple. It takes just a few seconds. It helps the show grow so much, and it means so much to me personally. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and do that right now. Hit that subscribe button wherever you are listening, whether that's on Spotify, Apple, or elsewhere, so that you never miss an update. And go check us out on YouTube. Yes, you guys, we just launched my YouTube channel a few months ago. It is where you can see all of our cute outfits, look at the interactions, feel the energy. Watching podcasts is a vibe. I love doing it myself, and I'm so grateful to my entire team for the production of our YouTube channel. So go on over there and check us out. But today we are here in the unlocking series to take this particular key about self-worth and really how to unlock the locks that are making us feel so damn unworthy of being seen, of being loved, of being successful, of being in the light, whatever it might be to you. And I wanted to open this by just being honest and sharing. I get posed the question a lot, like a central question. People ask me all the time, how are you so confident? Where did you find your self-worth? And I'm going to be really fucking blunt with you guys. You don't find your self-worth. You don't. It's not like this lost treasure that was thrown in an ocean. You don't find it. You decide it. And I really want to call out the programming that myself, I'm not just talking to all of you, I'm talking to my former self as much as anyone. We've been taught, when it comes to our worthiness, to look outward, to get our validation, our power, our empowerment from our parents, from our teachers, from our bosses, our clients, our romantic relationships, our friend groups. We have been searching our entire lives for like a lost set of keys to the car called our life, when the whole fucking time the whole keychain has been in our pocket. We have been conditioned to ask permission to feel worthy. But the truth is, no one can give that to you but you, babe. So let's just take a look. Let's just get really honest about where women are undervaluing themselves, where they are disempowering themselves, where they are downplaying their worthiness, where it really specifically shows up in business. It's discounting our prices and over-delivering. It's saying yes to things when we really want to say no. It's prioritizing other people's needs over your own like a constant reflex. It's waiting for external validation before you make that big, bold move. And I'm going to normalize all of this for you because none of this is a personal flaw. It's all just simply a cultural program. Women specifically have been conditioned for centuries to equate worth with service and silence and perfectionism. But I'm going to reframe all of this for you, babe. Worth is not something that you ever have to earn or even rewrite because it is so deeply embedded in the inherent nature of who you are from the second you took your first breath on this planet. Self-worth is like oxygen. It doesn't matter how much someone else breathes it, there's always going to be enough room for you. So I want to invite you to stop treating worth like a reward for performance and start treating it as the foundation for everything that you do, everything that you are, everything that you bring to the table in this life. There is nothing that you have to achieve or a benchmark or a milestone or a number or an amount of money or a set of recognition or a relationship or a size house or a car that you drive. I could go on and on. That will ever make you feel worthy truly from the inside out if you don't recognize that it is the essence of who you are simply because you fucking breathe. That makes you worthy. And so I want you to reiterate right now to yourself, my self-worth begins with a decision. I want you to just say that. Will you say that with me? My self-worth begins with a decision. And then I want you to say this decision out loud. Because this is a decision. This isn't like, I'm deciding to go to the grocery store. I'm deciding to get a puppy. I'm deciding to launch my website. No, this is the decision that I want you to come to in this moment right now. And I want you to say it after me. I matter. My needs come first. My voice matters more than someone else's opinion of me. This is not selfish, sister, as you say all of this. It is sacred. When you value yourself, you create a ripple effect in the world that gives other women permission to do the same. And if you don't think that you're that important and that impactful, I'm going to take a little dry erase marker right now. I'm actually going to take a big ass fucking legit eraser and delete that, cancel, delete that from your brain because so many of us downplay just how impactful we are. When we take up space, when we use our voice, when we decide that we are worthy of being heard, seen, known, felt. You're not just impacting the person that you are talking to, but the women and people who are witnessing you. And never take for granted how many people just might be doing that. And you don't need to have a million fucking followers on Instagram to be impactful. You can be impactful to the 3 or 4 or 5 people in your friend group. All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth. Your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle.
And then there's surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian blue lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breath work experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends, and do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. And so I want to just leave you with a few tangible ways you can practice self-worth today, where you really like literally get out this key and stick it in a lock and turn it action by action, practice by practice. I don't believe in the term, I'll start by saying this, hell yes. I used to say, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Okay, the word hell is like not real. I fucking don't like to use dark words, and words are one. So I recoined the term to holy yes and holy no, because my yeses to myself, to my life, to my cup, to my family, to the things that light me up are holy, and so are my no's. They're sacred no's or holy no's. So I want you to take stock of the opportunities that are coming into your life, the relationships that are in your life, the invitations that are coming into your life that don't align, and you get to choose you. You get to choose staying home that night instead of going out to a big fancy dinner that you feel obliged to do. It could be as simple as that. It could be saying no to a client that is going to maybe not pay you what you're worth. Or here's a real upgrade in flex and self-worth: saying no to somebody who is going to pay you maybe even more than what you're charging, but it doesn't feel in alignment. That's a quantum leap into self-worth. I want you to do a value audit. I want you to write down, get out a pen and piece of paper, and write down what you bring to the table from your own lived experience, not just your credentials, not your credentials at all, but every beautiful trip that you've taken, every single personal transformation you've had, every heartbreak you've had through romantic relationships or personal and professional or friendship related, your lived experience. What have you learned? What have you gleaned? What wisdom do you carry? Who have you become because of your lived experience? I want you to write that down and call it your value audit and read it back to yourself. And I guarantee that you're going to read that back to yourself. You're going to be like, holy fucking shit, I am powerful. I am magnificent. I have been through real life darkness, and I have risen into the light, and I have something deeply invaluable, precious like a diamond to offer the world. No one has it but me. If you're comfortable, work in the mirror. Start looking at yourself daily and simply say to yourself, I decide I am worthy today. I decide I am needed today. I decide I am beautiful today. I decide I'm ready today. I decide that I am magnificently magnetic today. Whatever it is to you, but look at yourself in the mirror and say those things. Say what's true for you, what activates your heart, your knowingness, your embodiment, your gratitude for simply being yourself. And then I would love for you, if you are running your own business, and many of the women who listen to my show are, shout out to a lot of my FFBS sisters in my Feminine Frequency Business School. And I really want you to ask yourself this question and call it your pricing ritual. And instead of asking yourself, what will they pay me? Ask, what feels aligned with my value? Very different come from. And we talk about this a lot in all of my programs, but because working on wealth and worth and pricing with my students and my clients is one of my favorite things to do, but you can do this for yourself right now. So I just want to remind you all of the truth that women are afraid of feeling worthy, not because they're afraid of taking up too much space or being rejected personally. Women are afraid of feeling worthy because it threatens the system that thrives on their own undervaluing of themselves. So I'm here to affirm to you and for all of us and for myself, even today, you do not need to wait for anyone. You get to decide today. You get to decide right now that your worth is the foundation of your entire life. There's nothing you need to do, prove, achieve in order for that to be your reality. So if this has landed and I feel in my heart that has a key tattooed over it, that it did, I want you to share this podcast with a woman who needs to remember her worth too. I love you all so much. Thank you for finding your way here. I don't believe it is an accident. And I will see you, feel you, connect with you and your beautiful, worthy, perfectly worthy self on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.